Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Newsmakers Week with Bickley and Marotta Mornings.
Now we continue Newsmakers Week 2023. It's been a busy day, and we continue that busy day with an in-studio visit from the president of Grand Canyon University, Brian Mueller, who joins us here in the Ak-Chin Community Studios. President Mueller, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
How are things in the land of the Lopes these days?
Things are going really, really well. You know, 10 years ago, we had 900 students on campus. We started this year with almost 26,000 students on campus, and we're going to build the campus out to 50,000 students. Our online program's grown to 90,000. Students. And so things are going really, really well for us. Interestingly enough, because financially things are going well, we have money to put into a lot of the other things that make college college, music, theater, dance, debate, and a Division I athletic program. It's doing really, really well. So things are going well.
Yeah, that's great. So now we know that from day one, sort of the reimagination of GCU was going to kind of be built around, well, many things, but the basketball program was going to be something. And so give us all an update on Bryce Drew and the Lopes and where they stand and where this is all at.
Well, you know, we're in a good place. Our conference has – we've worked really hard at our conference. We were the 30th out of 32 conferences a number of years ago. We're now ranked 11th. The Western Athletic Conference is a huge resurgence. We got some schools from Texas, from Utah, and we're now the 11th ranked campus in the country. And so the strength of our conference, the second best mid-major conference in the country now from a basketball standpoint, has put us in a good shape. Now, we're not doing as well this year as we hoped. You know, we were in a national tournament 2 years ago. We missed by a couple seconds last year. We'll probably finish third in the league this year. But things are set up to have a big recruiting class next year. We've done really well from an NIL standpoint. I mean, it's great to be in Phoenix, Arizona, a fifth largest city in the country, fast-growing economy. There's companies lining up that want to use our players. And so we're really good from an NIL standpoint and in a very good position from a Phoenix standpoint. And so we expect to have a huge recruiting year this year and to get to the top of our league next year and stay there.
In terms of results this year, you mentioned you expect the Lopes to finish third in the conference. We know the Western Athletic Conference is usually a one-bid conference for an NCAA tournament invitation. How do you size up Bryce Drew and his team's chances to go in and win that tournament and claim another spot?
You know, we're not deep. We had some things happen this year. We're only seven or eight deep, but we shoot the ball really well. We've had some really good wins, and it's Las Vegas is we're gonna travel well to Las Vegas.
Oh yeah,
we will have a great support system, and if you know you get on a little bit of a roll, the shots start going in. We're good enough to do it.
Yeah.
We're really good enough to do it. And so we're looking forward to it, and we'll see.
You mentioned the turnout you have, and we're talking to Brian Mueller, the president of Grand Canyon University. The turnout that you'll have, we know the Havocs, you know, they show up at home, but they travel as well. I'll admit it, I haven't been to a game at GCU Arena in a couple of years, but I was just talking to somebody recently and was comparing notes with them. And my experience in going to games while my son was a student there, it blew me away, just the support that you get. This person said it's even better now. How could it have gotten better over this time?
You know, the student body keeps growing, and there's a culture that exists at the university that just is supportive of everything that we do. You know, Monday mornings we have chapel. We get 7,000 kids in chapel. We have an event-driven university organization. It's a very, very strong community, and basketball is kind of at the epicenter of it. And once we get to where we want to be, which is a top 50 program in the country, and I think we can get there next year, the place is going to explode. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely going to explode. Now, we got 18,000 students that live within a four-minute walk of the arena. You know, we've built 30 residence halls. It's grown from,
wow,
you know, 1,000 students on campus to, well, 26,000, but 18,000 live on campus. And so it's just and basketball in Arizona is ripe for making it an event. Mm-hmm. The weather is perfect. We have all kinds of things going on 3 hours before the game starts. People show up very early. And so it's just it's a basketball game, but it's more of an event. Mm-hmm. And our our student leaders run the student section, and they come up with incredible kinds of things. We had three universities attend our game that was televised on Saturday just because they wanted to see how we do it and why it works, and they're trying to do the same thing at their institution. So it's a big part of our program.
Yes.
Now, the basketball team is not the only program ascending. We had talked before we came on air here about the baseball program and the job that Greg Wallace, or Wally as you call him, is happening to do. And tell us about them.
It's exciting. It is so exciting. If you're out there and you want to have a great evening or afternoon, go to our website, take a look at the baseball schedule. We've made the national tournament the last 2 years. And this year, Jacob Wilson, remember that name. Jacob Wilson is our shortstop. His dad, Jack Wilson, played for the Pirates, mm-hmm. three-time All-Star, played for him for 12 years. Lightly recruited out of high school. He burst on the scene his sophomore year, made the USA team, and his first team All-American this year. He's probably going to be drafted somewhere between 1 and 10 in the first round of the MLB draft this year.
Wow.
If you like baseball and you want to see a kid that can play shortstop at a very, very high level, come out and watch. We played Tennessee home opener on Saturday. They're ranked second in the country. They threw their ace. Unbelievable night. Sold out crowd. Perfect weather. We were down 4-2, and we scored a run in the sixth to make it 4-3. And all of a sudden, I look up, and our ace, who didn't start the game, is on the hill. And I'm thinking, Greg he pushed all his chips right into the middle of the table, man. We're going for this thing. And the kid, his name is Danny Avita. He was raised three blocks from Grand Canyon. This is a great, great story. He was pitcher of the year in the WAC last year. He's preseason All-American this year. He throws in the mid-90s. His dad worked on our arena, actually, when we were building it. So this kid comes on. We score a run. He shuts him down in the seventh. We score a run in the seventh to go ahead, and he shuts him down in the eighth and ninth, and we beat the second-ranked team in the country Saturday night.
What a great moment.
That's awesome.
It was a great, great moment.
And a homegrown moment, too. That's great.
I thought he might start the game, and he didn't start the game, so I thought, you know, he's going to be second in the rotation. And when I saw him standing on the mound in the seventh inning, I thought, oh my, the rotation for the rest of the weekend, because we have to play Michigan and Michigan State the next 2 days. The rotation's all screwed up now. We got to win this game. And we did, so.
Brian Mueller, our guest in studio for Newsmakers Week. When you look at it, and I know you've been inundated with questions over the years about, you know, with the growth of GCU, people wondering about a football program, and I don't know if that's possible, but when you look at the next 5 years in terms of athletic growth at Grand Canyon, what do you see?
You know, getting started in football, there are so many things that you have to give up. Mm-hmm. If you think about the mid-major programs in the country that have good football and good basketball, there's not a lot of them. So we think of Gonzaga.
Yes.
And you know, would you rather be Gonzaga or would you rather be North Dakota State? You know, it has a pretty good football. I'd rather be Gonzaga. I've gone to the Final Four the last 5 or 6 years with Mr. Colangelo. He gets seats right in the first row.
Amazing how that works.
That's right. Yeah, it's amazing how that works. But I look up there and I see 80,000 people in there, and I see another whatever it is, you know, millions of people on TV all over the world, and I think, this event, to get to the Final Four with millions of people Googling Grand Canyon University in March and seeing swimming pools and palm trees. And it's just to make it in basketball, what you can do for the institution is so much greater than you can with football, unless you can get in the top 20 or 25 in football. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot of money. So I think we're on the right track. You know, our two soccer programs made it to the national tournament a year ago. Our baseball program has been in the national tournament 2 years in a row. Basketball was there a year ago. Softball is really, really good. Our facilities are almost all on campus, right in the middle of campus. They're brand new facilities. And our ability to build a lot of interest in our programs as a result of that, as we grow to 50,000 students, I'm just really, really excited about the next 5 years. NIL is something that is actually a good thing. I mean, you watch what happens in college basketball the next 5 years. kids aren't leaving because you can make more money in college than you can make by going to the G League.
Yeah.
Best example, the kid for Gonzaga, Timms. Mm-hmm. You know, he was going to be a second-round draft choice. He was going, but that's an $80,000 G League job.
Yeah.
You know, they came up with NIL money for him. Or somebody came up with NIL money for him. He stayed. So college basketball is going to have a renaissance because kids are going to stay. The quality of the game is going to get better because kids are going to be staying 3, 4, 5 years versus coming in and leave it. And so I think college basketball is going to take off. I think we're in the exact right place. We got the right coaching staff. We got the right environment. We're in the right city. So we're really excited about where this thing's going.
That's a great point. President, good stuff, Brian.
Yeah, President Mueller, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Best of luck with everything out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian Mueller, the president of Grand Canyon University, our guest on Newsmakers Week.